Welcome to Working God's Word. I'm your host, Dee Price, and I'd like to thank you for joining me today as we learn how to work God's Word. So if you have been around for a while, you already know what I mean by that. However, if this is your first time, let me explain to you what I mean. In the Christian community, in the church, we have been taught how to read God's Word, how to study God's Word, how to stand on God's Word, how to meditate on God's Word, how to love God's Word, how to do a lot of things with God's Word. However, we've not been taught how to receive consistently the things that our Father has said He's already given us. And that should not be. He is not a liar. He is not a liar. Yet when you look at the lives of many of us who claim the name of Jesus, doesn't look like we're doing so good. Well, reading through the Word that they teach us to read, everybody that walked with God, that really walked with Him, that loved Him, received the things He said that He had given them. That's all I'm saying. They live lives that look like they serve the Most High God. We don't. Our lives do not look like that. We look like the rest of the world. We look like the rest of the world. And it should not be, my opinion. But this is what I'm reading in the Word. So I'm like, what's the deal, Papa? What's the deal? And so He's been leading me on a journey on discovering how to receive the things that He said that He has already given us. Today's episode is significant, and it's taken me a minute to get it out. And that is because the Lord is working with me. And I just heard with signs following. So today is episode 100. And this is significant because this is the second time I've actually started a podcast. So right before I found out that Larry was sick, we were at a conference and we met this woman, Jennifer Navidate. And, you know, we went through the whole, he's sick, we found out, he died, here we go, comfort Mama D. And so after a while, I realized that there was a message that the Lord had given me that He wanted to get out. And I said, okay, well, I have no idea how to do that. And He dropped in my spirit by the Holy Spirit podcasting. And I'm like, well, I have no idea how to do that. And He reminded me of Jennifer. So I contacted her, and it just so happened that she was doing this thing called NAPPODPOMO, which stands for National Podcast Post Month, where you podcast every day for 30 days. It's kind of like failing forward. So at that time, as in this time, fear was running rampant, so I decided to do it on fear. Job 3:25 says, "For the thing I greatly feared has come upon me, and what I dreaded has happened to me." So I spent those 30 days learning how to podcast, and I was supposed to continue, and I did not. I was still in the grips of dealing with this. Don't want to call it a loss because I know where He is. I didn't lose Him. I was still dealing with the emptiness of Him not being here. I'm still dealing with the emptiness of Him not being with me because He was supposed to be. I was still dealing with the emptiness of Larry not being with me. And so I never continued. Well, the next year, the Lord still pressed it on my heart. And so I started again. Except this time I did not stop. I continued. Because as He's teaching me, I know there's others who are searching for the same things. Who He will send here, like He sends me to places. He was pointing out to me yesterday, like He puts me here to learn this, and then He takes me over here to learn this, and then He takes me to this person to get this piece, and then He'll take me over here to get this piece. See, none of us have the whole picture. None of us have the whole piece. Jesus walking the earth didn't even have the whole piece. It said He didn't even know the day or hour that the Father was coming, that this thing was going to end. Some people believe that, some people don't. Whatever side you come down on, we'll see in the end. It doesn't even matter. We don't have to argue about it. It doesn't even matter. What we can agree on is the fact that it can't keep going the way it is. It just can't keep going the way it is because it's getting worse and worse and worse. I believe there is a divine creator and that he will eventually step in and correct this thing. So that's not my message. My message is that I am still a work in progress. And so the fact that this is episode 100 means that I have not given up. He's still working on me. He's still working with me. There are still things to be done. So the way he's teaching me is that I'm not praying and asking him to complete his work in me. I'm thanking him that he has already done it. I'm thanking him and imagining myself at the end where he is. You want to hear, "Well done, my good and faithful servant"? Imagine him saying it. Imagine yourself hearing it. Imagine yourself in the throne room and hear him saying it to you. Imagination is the key. That's what he's been teaching me throughout all of this. Imagination is the key. We've been taught that words are the key, and that is the truth. You ever go to, imagine a safety deposit box. Ooh, that's good, Holy Spirit. Imagine a safety deposit box. Whether you've had one or not, you've seen them open them in the movies. One person comes with one key, and you have the other key. If you only have one key, you can't get into the box. You need two people, two keys. Same deal. Words are the key. However, before you can speak a word, it has to be formulated in your imagination, in your mind, that you're going to actually speak that word. You can't speak a word unless you think to say the word. It has to involve your imagination, and that is the key that we have missed. Words are important. If you go back to Genesis 1, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. Verse 3 says, "And God said, let there be light, and there was light." Before God said it, he had to have formulated the words to speak. He had to have a picture in his mind of what he wanted before he spoke. Otherwise, he couldn't have created what he created. It all starts in the mind. Before you speak the words, you have to have the thoughts. That's the key. That's the key. That's the key that unlocks the safety deposit box. That's the key that unlocks James 1:17. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow of turning. If you look at the lives of most of God's people, they're not living with every good and perfect gift from above. Yet they love God. They love the Lord. We worship and adore him. He is our everything. God is not a liar. He wants us to partake of the things that he has given us. Which brings up Matthew 12. Matthew 12:33. Jesus is talking. He says, "Either make the tree good and its fruit good, or else make the tree bad and its fruit bad. For a tree is known by its fruit." He was talking to the Pharisees. They were telling him he was casting out demons by Satan. So they're going back and forth with this. So he says in verse 34, "Brood of vipers, how can you, being evil, speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks." He goes on to say, "A good man out of the good treasure of his heart brings forth good things, and an evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart brings forth evil things. But I say to you that every idle word men may speak, they'll give account for it in the day of judgment. For by your words you will be justified, and by your words you will be condemned." Oh, man. Let's look at that. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Whatever is in your heart, that's what you're going to speak. How do things get in your heart? Through your gates, through your gates, through your eye gates, through your ear gates, the things that we take things in by. We smell things. Things get in us through the gates that we were given when we were created, and they get into our heart. And whatever is in our heart in abundance, that's what comes out of our mouths. Whatever is in our hearts in abundance is what we imagine. And whatever it is that we imagine is what comes out of our mouths. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. For by your words you will be justified, and by your words you will be condemned. The by your words you will be condemned part is what most of us speak all the time. Those self-sabotaging thoughts. I'll never be good enough. I'm not good enough. I can't do this. They won't listen to me. I'm not smart enough. I don't have enough money. I'm the wrong color. All those thoughts about I'm not pretty enough, I'm not good enough, I'm not whatever enough. None of us are without him. All of the things that people find to do to entertain themselves, we're all trying to fill this hole, this void that's only filled with him, with his love, with the things that he wants so much for us to take advantage of that he's provided. Think about it, those of you with children, think about how you prepare for your child's birthday party, how you prepare everything. You want everything to be perfect just to see the look of surprise and delight on their face. We have so robbed our Father of that. We have robbed him of being able to do that for us. He's already prepared it. We won't come get it. We are not supposed to be living the lives that we're living. We're not supposed to be living lives that are so far under who we say the God of the universe is to us. Our Father, our Papa. I want to know him as Papa. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Words are important. The words that he has spoken are important because they're the key to everything he desires to give us. However, we have to see ourselves with them. We have to imagine ourselves with them. One of the places we lived when we were raising our kids was Hackettstown, New Jersey. So we were coming from church one day. We were driving down High Street, and it was during a drought. And my eyes were directed over out the window because Larry was driving. And I'm looking out the window, and I see that all around us, everything is dry and dead. All the grass is dead. Everything is dry. There's been no rain. There's been no water. But over on my right, next to M&M Mars, there's nothing but lush green and greenery, and things are just beautiful. And I look down, and it's right next to, it's a bank, and right next to this pond that's there. It's a little pond of water. And the Lord says to me, that's what happens when my people stay connected. You see, what was by the water was able to drink from its life source, and it was green and growing and thriving. What had become disconnected from its life source had dried up and died. I never forgot that. Staying connected to our life source, the Spirit of God within us, keeps us thriving, but we have to imagine it. Staying connected to the life source of the word in our imagination and actually seeing it, or actually seeing ourselves with what it says, is how we receive those good and perfect gifts that come down from the Father of lights, in whom there is no shadow of turning. Digging out what's in there in abundance, those debilitating thoughts, the things that are keeping us bound to what we don't want, and replacing them with the things that God has said is the key. But it has to be a two-step process. You have to first dig out the things that are in there that are keeping you bound and replace them with the Word of God, with the thoughts, because we don't think in words, we think in pictures. I'm not good enough means you've got a picture in your head of you not being good enough. I'm not pretty enough. I'm not whatever. Put whatever word you want in there. I'm not smart enough. I can't whatever. Those come out in pictures. Those pictures make you hang your head. Those pictures make you feel ashamed. Digging those pictures out, stopping that. No, that's not who I am anymore. That used to be who I was. This is who I am, and replacing it with what God said. You are the apple of his eye. You're the head and not the tail. He lives within you. He's fought your battles. You're victorious in Christ. You are who he says you are. He surrounded you with his angels. You live in the secret place of the Most High. You're surrounded by the shadow of the Almighty God. Under his feathers, you take refuge. His truth is your shield and buckler. See his truth as your shield. See yourself taking refuge. That's why we got to know what God has said in his word. We can't lay hold to the promise if we don't know what he said. Sometimes I give you a lot of scripture, and I have been trying to cut that down. I was talking to a friend of mine. She said, after the third scripture, you lose me. And I'm just like, oh, what have we done to ourselves? So I haven't been given as much scripture. It's just my heart. You can't lay claim to it if you don't know it's in there. I am at a weird point in my life. I mentioned that I had given this up the first time I did it because I have slowed down in doing these. However, not giving up. I'm just allowing the Lord to teach me how to do this because it's got to be him. If it's me, I'm done. I am so done. I will not do this on my own. If it is not him speaking through me, I will not be here. So if you come for a new episode, or if you think that a new episode was supposed to drop during this time that he's teaching me how to do this and it doesn't show up, just know I am still a work in progress and that I have not and will not give up and that I have not and will not do a D. I've been disappearing all my life. I will be here and then the next thing you know, I'll be gone. But that's not the case this time. That is not the case. So I might be slow, but I will be here. Latching hold to the peace of God and entering into his rest is major to receiving the things that he said he's already given us. Because what I'm learning is that we're entering into the rest of his word. We're entering into the rest of what he said. That is the key. It's vital. I keep talking about keys, right? Well, Mama D, you already said that the word and imagination is the key. Yeah. But you know how God is a threer? He's a three. He loves three. Father, Son, Holy Spirit, three of them. Graham Cook calls it three and me. I like that. Three and me. Those three and me. That's the greatest combination, the greatest winning combination ever. When you say those three and me, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, and me, there is no greater combination, greater joining than us joining with the Trinity. And so finding what he said about whatever situation you're dealing with, and yes, speaking it, but speaking it as though it's already done, because as far as he's concerned, it is already done. It's just not already done as far as we're concerned. His thoughts becoming your thoughts is you seeing it as already done, just like he sees it as already done. His ways becoming your ways is you seeing it as already done, just as he sees it as already done. He corrects in the process. He sees you moving forward. He is the Holy Spirit within you, corrects as you move. You'll say something and you'll get it in your spirit. No, don't say it like that. Say it like this. Sounds just like you, but it's him. He's speaking within you. That's that joining. That's that joining. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. James 1:17, Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow of turning. That verse in the Voice says, every good gift bestowed, every perfect gift received, comes to us from above, courtesy of the Father of lights. He is consistent. He won't change his mind or play tricks in the shadows. The Amplified says, every good thing given and every perfect gift is from above. It comes down from the Father of lights, the creator and sustainer of the heavens, in whom there is no variation, no rising or setting, or shadow cast by his turning, for he is perfect and never changes. What good gift can you imagine yourself as having? I recently did this and imagined myself with a new car, a brand new, never been driven by anybody else, new car. And he gave it to me. It wasn't difficult. I just closed my eyes and imagined myself with the benefits that I was looking for. I wanted to be up higher. And so I would close my eyes and imagine myself up higher. And it didn't matter what my circumstances were. That was a good gift that came down from my Father that I received. It'll work the same way for anybody who applies the principles of imagining themselves with it. All right, well, that's it for this episode, and I want to thank you all for tuning in. Don't know if I told you all the testimony that I had. My spiritual daughter, we're in a home-based business together, which happens to be travel. And as y'all know, travel was shut down for a minute. However, the Lord sustained our business through that all, through our imagination. So she was saying to me that she wanted to book more travel because, you know, people are traveling. They're opening up parts in the world and places are ready to get back. And so she began to just imagine herself booking more travel. And she told me, she says, I booked $14,000 in travel. And I'm just like, look at that. So she gets the commission off of that. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. God's word works. You just got to work it. She's working the word. She's working the word. I'll be coming in with more testimonies. I've got to gather them. I am packing to move. And so y'all might not know this because I probably haven't said this before, but I am kind of like last minute D and I need to get moving. I want to thank y'all for listening, and I'm going to leave you with what I leave you with every time. God's word works. You just got to work it. Bye.